There's about 15 minutes till we hit 8 o'clock this morning. I hope your Wednesday is shaping up beautifully. You are on 2SER Breakfast. I'm Tess, and yeah, thanks so much for keeping me company this morning. Now, sadly, it is no surprise to anyone that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are very overrepresented in the prison population of Australia. It's a massive issue. It's really sad. And it causes, of course, a lot of social problems in the Indigenous communities and a lot of health problems too. Today, 2SER producer Isabel Rush brings you some of the information on why Indigenous Australians have 50 times the hearing loss of the broader Australian community and why it can actually be linked back to incarceration.
The Indigenous population in detention in the Northern Territory is huge. 84% of adults and 96% of juveniles are Aboriginal. The contribution of hearing problems to the overrepresentation of Indigenous people within the criminal justice system has long been neglected. Indigenous people experience 50 times as much hearing loss as other Australians. This hearing loss is mostly resulted from the endemic persistent middle ear disease experienced by Aboriginal children. Alistair McEwen, Australia's Disability and Discrimination Commissioner, says something needs to be done at a government level.
This issue is a long-standing one that really needs to be dealt with urgently by government.
He also says that if governments don't address the issue, it can lead to a large range of other problems.
One of the most significant barriers is lack of early identification of hearing impairment in Aboriginal people, particularly young children. This means that they may find it difficult to follow what is happening in the classroom, which in turn leads to frustration and misunderstanding by adults of their abilities. This in turn leads to interaction with the criminal justice system, which is under-resourced to provide Aboriginal people with disability with the right support to navigate the justice system.
Grayson McCarthy Grogan, a local Indigenous man, says there is not enough education about this issue. Grayson states that he never really knew the name of Ostitis Media, but he definitely knows people affected by it.
I hadn't, heard of it, but I was aware of it. Thinking about it, one of my uncles does have it, but I never really knew the name of it.
Damien Howard, a psychologist based in the Northern Territory, has done countless research and work on this issue. Damien states that this is not only an issue of poverty and overcrowded housing, but it is an issue that has not been mitigated and no one has really done anything to make a difference.
There hasn't been any response from that I know of any level of government or correction services in any jurisdiction to actually take account of this in a systematic way.
Psychologist Damien also states that this is a communicational problem. Those with hearing loss are less likely to communicate and therefore are more likely to seem guilty in the eyes of the justice system.
Once they have contact with the police, it's more likely that they will not be able to explain what their perspective of is of what happened. They're more likely to be seen as deceptive or lying because they don't seem to understand what they're being asked, or their avoidance of communication might be seen as guilt.
Damien says that inmates with hearing loss also spend a longer amount in prison because they aren't aware of being able to be eligible for parole.
Aboriginal inmates with hearing loss may be less liable to apply for parole because applying for and complying with parole involves a lot of communication demands on them. And so to avoid those communication demands, they may choose not to go for parole but to complete their full sentences.
This is not only a government issue, but also an issue for taxpayers. Damien says that Aboriginal inmates with hearing loss not only spend a longer time in prison, but cost a lot more money on the taxpayer.
It costs huge amounts of money, $100,000 a year to put people in prison. If, the more that you can keep people out of prison, the cost effectiveness just makes sense.
Sasha Robinson, Executive Officer of Operational Support and Youth Justice, believes that Territory Families, a youth justice support system in the Northern Territory, is doing more than enough to deal with this issue.
There are a range of support services to assist young people in our centres who have hearing loss. This includes all young people are offered hearing screening as part of the admissions procedure, and any problems identified are referred to the hearing health team, who visit our centres every 6 weeks to conduct formal audiology assessments.
Grayson believes that education for children is what really needs to be looked at here.
I think it's very important for education to be for all children, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, but it's very low for Indigenous people at the moment, and I think it's something that we need to improve on. I believe that one day Australia will, like, move forward and we can overcome this.